Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? Awesome people. I love you, and I'm so thankful that you are on the Have You Heard podcast with me. I'm Emma Mae McDaniel, and friends, I have my incredibly handsome husband on the podcast with me today. We're going to be talking about first dates. We're going to be talking about red flags, all of those kinds of things, and I think it'll be a really helpful and fun conversation. So friends, grab your headphones, and let's get into the word. Welcome to the podcast, Josh.
Thank you very much. I'm glad I'm here.
I'm glad it's you're here too. Here. I'm really glad. I feel like whenever we do Q&As on Instagram, we often will have people send in questions about what's a great first date idea, or what's a favorite memory from whenever you guys were dating. And I feel like I always say, oh, that's such a sweet question, but we haven't ever hopped on the podcast to talk about it. So I thought this would be really
before
fun.
Before we get into that, Emma, what made you smile today?
Oh, yes.
I know. We're kind of in a midday right now whenever we're recording this, but it's okay. What made you smile this morning?
Well, okay.
Or one of the other days.
So guys, my best friend, my roommate all throughout college, she's getting married this weekend, and I leave to go be with her and start all wedding festivities tomorrow. And so I went and got my nails done today, and I have just been looking forward to this wedding for so long. And so I was just filled with a lot of joy getting my nails done, and I love getting to go to the nail salon because you typically see the same people who work there every time that you go. So I just got to talk with the lady doing my nails, building relationship with her, and that just made me really happy.
That's real sweet.
Yeah.
That's real sweet.
What made you smile today thus far?
I think the biggest thing that made me smile, there's a couple things. I think the biggest thing that made me smile was you showing me that where our little baby girl's where you can see or feel her butt. So Emma's laying down, and she got her little pregnant belly up, and she's all cute and skinny. And she's just pushing all over her, and she's like, this is her butt, this is her head. Bless her and stuff. So it was really sweet.
So Josh's sister is a nurse, and she has 3 little babies. And I went on a walk with her yesterday, and after our walk, we walked to her house, and I laid down on her couch, and she was like, okay, I'm going to show you, this is how you find the top of your uterus, and this is typically how you can spot out, where her booty is and where her head is. And it brought me so much joy. I literally called Josh on my walk back home. I was like, Josh, I cannot wait to show you where her butt is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So yeah, that made me smile. I'm excited about this. I think it's fun. Whenever we hop on a podcast, we talk about a lot of different things. We've done many different Q&As, talking from all over the board. And so it is fun to talk about relationships and talk about kind of first dates and kind of good questions to ask and good ideas to go on, good date ideas. And so I know you were asking the question about kind of first date ideas, all that different stuff, because we get that question all the time of what should I go on a date? And one thing I loved we're still dating, but whenever we were dating and is Airbnb. This is not sponsored by Airbnb, but Airbnb has a adventure, outing kind of things that you can go and do. And one time I went on Airbnb's little app, and there was a baby goat farm that was near our college. This is up in Virginia. And we got to go to this little tiny little mom and pop farm, and they got to bring out these week old goats. And so that was a date idea. And so something like that. It was epic. Like that, I look back at our like beginning time of dating, and that was a really sweet time.
Yeah.
And it's a good date idea for you, for whoever's listening and thinking about fun dates to go on. Is Airbnb has some great little excursions type deal that are fun, and they're pretty cost effective too.
Yeah.
So they're not super expensive. I'm sure you could get expensive, but they're fun. So you should go look at that out and you may find some fun stuff in your hometown or if you're somewhere else and you're looking for something to do.
Yeah, that was so fun. Josh surprised me with that for my 21st birthday. And I just loved it. I will remember it forever. And
for your 21st birthday. A lot of people do a lot of things for their 21st birthday.
I would too. But baby to goats.
Yeah, she didn't.
Whoa, 21!
Yeah, she didn't want to go out late at night or anything like that. It was like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Not really my speed.
I'm going to go do some goats. I love it.
Yes, but speaking of like being cost effective, I mean, we dated all throughout college, so
we were broke.
I mean, just that you want to be wise with your money. And I think something really sweet to remember is that an epic, really fun, memorable date doesn't have to empty your wallet. Some of my favorite memories from our date nights were as simple as driving off campus to go to Chick-fil-A, getting a Chick-fil-A cookie and ice cream, and then driving back on campus and just eating our cookie and talking about our day. And literally kind of like this podcast, asking each other, like, what made you smile today? How are you doing? Like, just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And also, this was so much fun. So while we were on campus, we would, like the majority of our date nights were in the library
on our college campus. Trust me.
We would like either go get pizza, we would go get a Chick-fil-A cookie, and we would go find a spot in the library and we would either watch a movie. If like, I remember one time LSU was in the national championship and we were like, okay, it's game night, we're going to the library. Like, and it sounds so simple, but they're some of my favorite memories ever. Mm-hmm. And I will cherish them for so long. And it's like, it literally was just a box of pizza sitting in our college campus library.
It was a nice library though.
It was nice.
So, yeah. But yeah, no, it is sweet times to look back on those and just to kind of think of like, it won't ever be like that again. Mm-hmm. In college years, eating pizza in a library. I don't know if I'd ever go to our public library here and like, hey, let's go on a date. I don't think I'd ever do that.
Yeah.
I think we can find something a little bit better than that. But yeah, I think that those are really sweet moments to kind of go look back at. Mm-hmm. And really enjoy.
I remember we started dating in November of 2018, and then my birthday's in March. So when my birthday came along, we had been dating for like 4 months, so we were mm-hmm. still pretty fresh into it. And my first birthday ever dating Josh was so memorable. I remember he had like something fun planned every single day, but it was always a surprise in a scavenger hunt kind of way where mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going to be done that given day, but it was always something fun. And I will never forget, it was one of our first arguments on like the first day yeah. of my birthday week, because
I spent so much time. I was like so a hopeless invested. Romantic. So I like spent like 2 weeks planning this week, 1 week out. And so, and the first day, it all just fell apart.
Oh,
no, it didn't all fall apart, but it was funny.
So Sunday night,
we may have told the story.
Maybe. Yeah. I felt like we hadn't, but maybe we have. But I remember Sunday night, he was like, okay, so before you go anywhere, before you do anything tomorrow morning, I need you to go to your dorm mailbox and look at what's in it before you go anywhere. And the next morning, I was running late, going to the gym with my friend, and I was like, oh, Josh said I need to go to my mailbox, but I'm running late, so I'm just going to go to the mailbox after the gym. And sure enough, he had it planned to where, like, there were people all throughout my day who were going to be giving me encouraging letters, like, just speaking life over me, telling me, like, what I mean to them and the qualities they see in me. And the letter that I was supposed to get in my mailbox was supposed to set the stage for the whole day. Well, Josh comes to find out that I never like went to my mailbox until after I'm getting all of these letters. And he was like, Emma, you had one job.
One job.
You had
go to the mailbox.
One job. I'm pretty sure I cried that day because I felt so bad.
So funny. I mean, I remember I was upset about it because it was so planned out.
Yeah.
But at the end of it all, it's like, it's your birthday. We're celebrating you.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
And we would later come to find out that, like, I ran late to a lot of things.
Oh, my gosh. This girl can't be on time. She'll be late to her own funeral. So funny. But that is really sweet. That mm-hmm. is really, that is sweet to think about and look back on. And it's funny because I know that it kind of, the next kind of topic that we're wanting to really talk about is kind of red flags, first dates. How do you do this? What do you do? Like maybe mm-hmm. there's someone who just got out, asked out on a date, or maybe you haven't been asked out on a date and that's okay, but you're just kind of planning for the future or whatever. Mm-hmm. So Emma, like what are like some good questions to ask a guy, to ask a girl, of like, man, I want to get to know you, but I want to do well in this first date time, and not just waste it and kind of get into it and think, oh wow, I did not know all these things about you.
Yeah, I love the idea of like having some questions prepped going into a first date because you do want to be intentional. Mm-hmm. You don't like want to go crazy deep in every single question. You're not interviewing this person, but in a way you are taking note of who they are, and that means that you have to go beyond surface level. Mm-hmm. And I honestly felt like you did a really good job at that at one of our first, like, I guess you could say official dates where we knew we both liked each other and we were deciding if we were going to start like officially dating. You asked me some questions that just really stuck with me, and I felt like led to great, rich conversations, which is so funny because I like remember it so vividly, I guess because you were the one asking. Mm-hmm. But Josh asked me questions like, who are your best friends, or who is your best friend, which really started a conversation of me talking about my best friend and why they were my best friend and how I had people in my life that I was arms linked with, that I wasn't going about it alone, which then led to talking about like how I had godly community surrounding me. Like that was important to me. I had people holding me accountable, asking me hard questions, building me up. I had people I was doing life with. Mm-hmm. He asked me all the time, what has the Lord been teaching you lately? Mm-hmm. Which then would compel us forward into having conversations about our personal walk with the Lord. Of like, because then I would say, oh yeah, in the Word the other day, I was reading this psalm mm-hmm. whenever David said that I find joy when I'm with the Lord. Like, and so then I'm talking about my personal walk with mm-hmm. God and how I myself am intentionally seeking after him day after day mm-hmm. and how I'm growing in him and I'm hearing his voice and I'm wanting to know him more. And so I think, and I remember too, because the date I'm talking about like lasted mm-hmm. 5 hours because we had so much fun together. We didn't want it to end. So we walked to Cracker Barrel and had like a late supper at Cracker Barrel. And it was there at Cracker Barrel. He was like, tell me your story. Like when did you come to surrender to the Lord? When mm-hmm. did Jesus become your Lord and your Savior? So then I'm sharing my story with him of like, this is when I got saved and this is when my life changed. And so I think it's so sweet because we also talked about like, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would you have?
Or she could never make a decision on. That's so stupid.
We also talked about
like, you always know your superpower.
I didn't know, but I was just indecisive. But we talked about like, what are fun traditions that you have with your family? And we like goofed off and just talked about like the sunset. And like, so that's what I'm saying is it's not like this interview, but as we like just hung out mm-hmm. and we were also intentional in the questions that we asked, we got to know what mm-hmm. mattered to us, what we valued, who we were doing life with, why mm-hmm. we were living the way that we were living, mm-hmm. our past that led us to be the person that we are today. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are really great questions. And it leads me to something that has been repeated on this podcast just over the last years that one of my best friends, Millie, says is whenever you're going on a first date, sometimes you can be so anxious and preoccupied with worrying about what are they thinking of me?
Mm-hmm.
And you get to the end of the day and you never even asked yourself, what do I think of them?
Yeah.
Which it matters. And so to go in with like, these are some questions I would love to ask. These are things I would love to take note of. It helps you get out of that, oh no, what are they thinking of me mentality. Take a deep breath, enjoy your time with them, and really start to get to know them beyond just like, hi, I like your hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to first date questions, I think your biggest ally or friend in those moments is asking very open-ended questions. And what I mean by that is not yes or no questions. Like, do you love Christ? Yes.
That's good.
It's like, mm-hmm. ask very open-ended questions. And this can help in a lot of different areas of life. But this is something that I learned a lot in my counseling classes that I took, is asking open-ended questions reveals a lot more than just a yes or a no. It shows you that, but it shows you the why. And so true. It's asking, yeah, it's like, who are your best friends? They're going to list them off of who are their best friends. And just be there listening. Be a great listener. Ask deeper questions. Oh, why are they your best friend? Oh, what is this? Are you close with your parents? All the different stuff. It's mm-hmm. like asking very, even though, are you close with your parents? Yes. No. That's a close-end question. But asking open-ended questions can kind of lead to a deeper conversation into the subject itself.
Right.
And so maybe there's some subjects that you want to talk about on your first date. If that is someone's faith, someone's family, someone's friendship, someone's all those different areas, kind of where they're at, kind of what their past is. Now, again, I think something big is have fun on your first date. Don't be that person that's over there just pounding them with questions at the same time, because that would be weird. If Emma was just had a laundry list of questions and I'm just sitting there being interviewed and I'm just trying to get to know her. Like, I'm just trying to, like, I want to see if we click, if we laugh, if we whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's just something. In your questions, ask open-ended questions. Ask good questions. Ask dumb questions. Ask what if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Do you like chocolate or vanilla? Like, favorite type of ice cream, whatever. Like, ask those dumb questions as well and have fun with it. I think first dates are so sweet because there's eventually that you'll have your last first date. That's a really sweet, really sweet thing to think about, even in that.
Yeah. So, and I think that leads into questions we've had about, like, what are things I should really look out for? What should put me on alert? What are some, as we all refer to it, as red flags?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something I think at sometimes you can take note of them early on, and other times they kind of pop up over time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like there's a reason you say a first date, because mm-hmm. you can't get to know a person in their entirety in one sitting. Like, mm-hmm. me and Josh, we have been together for what, 5 years? Mm-hmm. Been married for two, like together before that for three. Like, and I'm still learning about who mm-hmm. he is. But,
I mean, we'll be learning about each other for the rest of our lives. But,
which, yeah, I love. But whenever I do think about that specific question of what are red flags that I need to be aware of, one thing that I think immediately came to my mind is if that person does not honor your boundaries, then that is definitely a red flag. But I think also a red flag in that is if they don't have their own boundaries.
Can you explain what you mean by boundaries? Is that just physical boundaries, or what do you mean?
I think I'm personally referring to physical boundaries. I think we could probably talk about other boundaries too. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that from personal experience, I think, because whenever Josh took me on a date and officially asked me to be his girlfriend, after he was like, will you be my girlfriend? I said, yes. He said, okay, so I just want you to know, like, these are my physical boundaries. And that just meant so much to me, because of course I had my own boundaries of like what I had peace with and what I was confident about. But the fact that he had his too, it wasn't mm-hmm. just, oh, like, as the guy, I'm going to say, yeah, whatever your boundaries are, that's what we'll go with. But mm-hmm. I don't have my own. You're basically setting the stage here.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we both came in with convictions of, no, I've sought the Lord on this, and this is what I have peace with. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a green flag to me. And so yeah. I feel like if that person is constantly trying to push me to settle mm-hmm. on what I've said no to, and they themselves don't have a standard of yeah. what is okay and what's not, mm-hmm. Then that's a big red flag to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one red flag that is probably expected for us to say, but is actually not a red flag that I would say, and I would take it deeper, is make sure that person's a Christian. Make sure that, mm-hmm. make sure they're a Christian. Make sure they love God. Like, all that different stuff. I think that's a big, like, Christian's like, yeah. I mean, they need to love God. Well, I think the thing is, or they need to be a Christian. I think the thing is that a lot of times I know plenty of Christians that actually don't live that out, that don't care about that, that don't actually practice that that don't practice that mm-hmm. and really just don't care about their faith. And that it's just kind of a name tag, but not really an identity. And so in that, I think it's like finding somebody or seeing and asking questions and seeing how are they living out their faith? Like, are they actually into a church? Do they have faith friends around them? Or are they just hanging out with people that they're just hanging out with? And those things, I think those are key characteristics of living out faith, of church and family and friends and area around them. And then also, how much is God a part of, or is Jesus a part of the conversations that he has with people? Mm-hmm. Is it only about X conversation? Because I think that's something that can be a telltale sign of a Christian living out their faith. Mm-hmm. There are more to that, and there are different things around that, but in the way, having a Christian that lives out their faith in that and not trying to be like, yeah, but he's hot, so I could change him, like, yeah, but I love Christ, so it's like it's a missionary dating or missionary whatever. It's like that doesn't work, because it's just as much as you think you're pulling him to Jesus, he's also pulling you away. And that's not the type of relationship that Christ talks about whenever he's talking about making disciples who make disciples. He doesn't say, all right, everybody go and find a girlfriend and a boyfriend and then lead them to Christ and then marry them. That's how everyone's going to come to know my name. No, that's not. If that's someone who you're talking to and you're seeing, like, you know, they're not really living out their faith, well, then encourage them to get in a body of believers to encourage and walk alongside them. And you can walk alongside them, but not in a romantic dating relationship. That's not the reason for the relationship, because the really reason for a dating relationship is to be like, hey, I'm looking for this to be like, I want to be married someday. And so this is an evaluation time. Mm-hmm. It's not of a, yeah, you'll get there one day. Well, one day you'll get there and hopefully you'll be married in the dating relationship. But I think that's something very, very big and very common to see. But I think it's deeper than just make sure they're Christian.
It goes back to what you were saying regarding open-ended questions. Mm-hmm. Not just leaving it at yes, but what does your walk with him look like?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, what are you learning?
Right.
Like, because they may say, oh, I'm learning John 3:16, whatever. It's like, that's okay, that's cool. I'm glad you're reading the verse of the day, but are you actually getting in deeper into the word?
Yeah. Yeah. And whenever you were talking about just their community and who, like, we a few months ago did a whole series on Psalm 1, and the one whole part of that series was Psalm 1 friends, like, who mm-hmm. are their people? And that leads me to another red flag is, are there, like, trusted people who know that person well and they don't speak highly of that person? Mm-hmm. They're, like, letting you know, hey, this person's reputation is not honorable. This person's reputation is not trustworthy. Like, mm-hmm. just all of these different things. I think that's something to greatly take note of. Mm-hmm. And vice versa. Like, if you're having people speak super highly, like, yeah, I've seen him whenever he's not around you. Yeah. I've seen him serving. I've seen him plugged in. I've seen him loving people well. I've seen him, like, whenever it's just me and him in the dorm and, like, the conversations that we're having are so life-giving. Mm-hmm. Like, that's also something to take as weighty, mm-hmm. because the people that know him well and love you well are going to speak the truth. So it's something mm-hmm. to give a good ear to, I think.
Yeah. And I think I love how we're talking about the now of what we're seeing now, mm-hmm. because everybody's got a past. There may be, like, I mean, yeah. I'm so glad Emma did not meet me in high school or in whatever, just because, I mean, that was not the right person to be getting married to or to be dating or to be whatever. Like, the red flags everywhere over on this side. And so in that, but I'm being able to speak to Emma, and she's asking me, like, oh, how did you come to know Christ? Well, I'm telling you all about my past. I'm telling you all about this what God brought me through, and I'm being able to show you the friends I have now, mm-hmm. and I'm being able to show you the word that I'm in now, and I'm being able to show you how God brought me through that. Yeah. So there is a, like, it's okay if there's a tattered past in this. Absolutely. Per se, but where are they at in the moment? Because that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Is this a relationship I want to pursue now? Not, is this a relationship I want to pursue 5 years ago or 5 years from now? But yeah. Like right now, is this something, and is that a red flag if they're still living in their past?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point. And something too that I thought of was the importance that you are not on a pedestal, like that you are not that other person's everything, which, for a fancy term, that there's not codependency. Like, mm-hmm. if that person is finding their identity, their worth, their value, hang on you, hanging on every single word that you say, like, you are their everything. I would say that that's something that needs to be worked through, something that you need to take note of, because that is not healthy. And it may for a split second feel like, wow, I am their queen. Like, I feel so special. I feel so valued. Over time, it's not going to feel that way. It's going to be, oh my goodness, like, I feel like I can't do anything right, and I can't enjoy this relationship with this person because mm-hmm. they're not confident in who they are. Mm-hmm. And that's when you need interdependence, where both mm-hmm. people are confident in who God made them to be. Therefore, they can come together and enjoy each other. Mm-hmm. So I think that's even something that we worked through. So I'm not mm-hmm. saying, like, oh, I can't date you. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, like, that is something that, like, needs to be worked through, yeah. needs to be called out, mm-hmm. because that's not something that can carry on and do well.
No, and that's even a hard search in your own self. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, you're kind of thinking, well, I may have that red flag for myself. That is a really good heart search before you yeah. start dating, of saying, all right, where am I at? Like, mm-hmm. is this, am I in a good space to actually go and be in a relationship?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think those are some really good red flags. Something just to look out for, and questions to ask, and conversations to be had. Mm-hmm. And be graceful. Grace-filled yeah. with yourself. Be graceful with others. Love Jesus. Get in the Word. Mm-hmm. Have wise counsel around you. Get plugged into your church. I think those are your biggest things that will ever help you in making a decision and walking alongside people. There's nothing better you could do than that.
Mm-hmm. I really hope that this conversation is just really encouraging. I know I love these conversations because it makes my heart happy just getting to reflect on our own journey. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow, God has brought us so far. Like, wow, how sweet were those seasons. Wow, God has taught us so much. And so we're coming on here not knowing everything, but sharing so much of what we've learned and are still learning from seasons we've walked through. And we pray that they meet you right where you're at and help you navigate your current season really well and the seasons ahead of you really well. And I just want to just copycat what Josh said, that, like, mm-hmm. when it comes to red flags and green flags, I think make sure that you have godly people around you, godly advisors around mm-hmm. you, that you're seeking the Lord in prayer. God will never contradict His word. Mm-hmm. So go to His word and hold up your relationship, hold up that potential relationship to the word of God, to the godly counsel that you're hearing. Cover it in prayer, because God is never going to lead you astray. Mm-hmm. I read the other day that He guides us along the best path for our life. He is our advisor, and He watches over you. He is your protector. He won't lead you into harm. Okay. So ultimately, I pray this podcast, lead you to the word to go and see what God has to say about healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Guys, we love y'all so much. Let us know in the comments if you happen to go to a goat farm.
Bye,
bye, guys.